This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning, everyone. We want to call the Senate Education Committee to order, and I want to welcome all of you who are in attendance and those that are joining us online and listening to us through the South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We want to take just a moment, as I always do, and have you grab your little devices and make sure that you have them either turned off or silenced so we're not interrupting testifiers as they come up. It's a great courtesy to them. Appreciate that. At this point in time, we will make sure we have a quorum and ask Madam Secretary to please call the roll.
Senators Boland?
Here.
Jensen?
Here.
Steinhauer?
Here.
Heiner?
Kurd? Solano?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay, we have a quorum. We also had our minutes that was from our last meeting. Do we have a motion to approve?
I so moved.
Moved by Senator Boland, seconded by Senator Steinhauer. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Our minutes are passed. Okay, great. I want to remind anybody that is planning on testifying today to please make sure that you've signed in, and we'd ask that you sign in legibly so that we can get our names correct in the minutes. And if you are a lobbyist, we'd ask that you make sure you have your badge on and make sure that we can see it. We want to take a moment to introduce our pages who come to us every 2 weeks. For those that are maybe listening online, we have these great high school students that come in and help us out tremendously in the legislature, both in committees and on the floor. And so what we want you to do is introduce yourself, let us know where you're from, what school you go to, if you have post high school plans. And
well, I'm Abby Moon. I go to school in Wall, so I'm from the Wall area. And I don't quite know what the future has in store for me, but I'm all up for experiences. So
That's probably not unusual. I know at least one person that's behind the desk here that doesn't know exactly what life has in store for them. So.
My name is Caitlin Cromer. I go to Milbank High School, and I'm a senior. So in the fall, I'll be attending Augustana for pre-law and political science. I came here because I kind of want to get into legislature, but I think I have to get used to how hard the LT bangs the gavel before I do that. So.
We'll get you up there someday. So, well, we appreciate, again, your service to us. And if you have any handouts, please make sure the pages get those and they'll get them to us. So, okay, we are going to start with our first bill. We have three of them on the docket today. And so what we have to start with is Senate Bill 88, and that is an act to enhance education in South Dakota. And with that, we'll take proponent testimony. Good morning, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, it's kind of Senator Boland day before the Senate Ed Committee. We got two bills, and again, we'll just get ahead of myself a little bit. We'll just start with this one. This is what we call a vehicle bill, asked to bring this by the majority leader, and that's why my name's on it. There is no nefarious ideas. We just would like some flexibility. If over the last 2-3 weeks of the session we need to deal with some unexpected educational issue, and I would like to see this bill move to the floor, and you have my promise that if there's nothing that we need to deal with, we will ask to table the bill on the floor, but we would like to have this bill move to the floor. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further proponent testimony, Senate Bill 88. Seeing no further proponent testimony, is there any opponent testimony? Senate Bill 88. Any opponent testimony? Seeing none, we'll waive rebuttal and open it up to any committee discussion. Or I apologize, go back to committee questions. Any questions from the committee? Seeing none, we'll have the senator come back to his spot, and we'll open it up to committee discussion and or action. Senator Boland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move do pass on this particular piece of legislation.
We have a do pass motion by Senator Boland, second by Senator Steinhauer. Discussion on the motion?
Very briefly, you know, it's just when you have a 40-day session, you have a very compressed legislative session, it is sometimes necessary. And I've learned this in the 11 years I've been in the legislature. Sometimes it's necessary to have these type of bills available so that at the end of the session, if there is a unexpected situation, you are prepared to handle it. So that is the motivation behind this this legislation. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since you're a Senator Boland, since you're a great historian, could you explain the idea of vehicle bill?
Well, I don't know if I would call myself a great historian, especially of the legislative process, but the idea behind these, and you just kind of learn it more by osmosis than anything else, is that, as I've said, it's important that we have a title. Some people would call it a shell bill for as we get to the end of the session so that we are having flexibility if needed. And that's these have been around, from my understanding, for way longer than the 11 years I've spent in the legislature. So I think it goes back probably decades to the original, quote, hog house idea, of course, came from SDSU, and I'm sure you are well aware of that story from maybe 100 years ago. So I'll just leave it at that, and hopefully that's the best explanation I can give at this time. Thank you.
Senator Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If it was that long ago, would it have been originally called a wagon wheel bill?
I think that's at least a possibility, but that's probably dropped off in the sands of time.
Well, and I might just add in the discussion that as these things make their way through, I think the legislature is pretty careful on what they do with these. But the other option, if you don't have some of these things available to you, is you end up with putting a situation where you're trying to suspend rules and doing that. And that's another way that some things can be handled, but typically is maybe a little more objectionable way of handling issues that arise late in the session. So,
and if I could just add one thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you for making that point. I think that's a very telling point. In my 11 years in the legislature, we have rarely, I think we've done it a couple times, but we have rarely suspended the rules. So that's considered the, if I could use the expression, the greater evil in this situation.
Okay, great. Any further discussion on the do pass motion? Seeing none, we will call the roll. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary?
Senators Boland?
Aye.
Jensen? Smith?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Heinert? Curd?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Five yeas, no nays.
Okay. Senate Bill 88 on a unanimous vote will go to the floor. Okay, next we're going to take up Senate Bill 151, an act to revise the course requirements for the opportunity scholarships. Senate Bill 151, proponent testimony. Welcome back, and as always, we'll have you keep reintroducing yourself.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, this is State Senator Jim Boland. I represent District 16, which is the furthest southeastern portion of the state. I represent all of Union County and the southern rural portion of Lincoln County. Mr. Chairman and members of the Senate Ed Committee, I bring to you today Senate Bill 151, a bill that will make some modest but needed changes to the Opportunity Scholarship Program in our state. The Opportunity Scholarship Program has been in existence for almost 20 years. It's designed to promote a challenging academic program for high school students in our state, but then, in turn, it will reward those individuals with scholarships from the state of South Dakota to attend colleges in our state. This bill comes about because of actual and potential problems that certain students experience who live in our state but who attend both public and private schools in neighboring states. Now, my legislative district is very near Iowa and Nebraska. Some students who are residents of South Dakota attend accredited schools in other states. There are four that I can identify: They are the Netherlands Reformed Christian School in Rock Valley, Iowa, West Sioux High School in Hawarden, Iowa. And by the way, of course, the first one is a private school. Second one is West Sioux High School in Hawarden, Iowa. Of course, that name comes about because that's the western portion of Sioux County, Iowa. That's their attendance area. Then there's Akron Westfield High School in Akron, Iowa. And finally, Bishop Heland High School in Sioux City, Iowa. Again, students who are residents of South Dakota with their parents attend each of these accredited institutions in another state. Unfortunately, we have become aware of at least one example and potentially others where students at these schools have been denied the opportunity scholarship because of confusion as to the exact requirements that are needed to qualify. State standards differ, and that should be expected. I'm going to read that sentence again. State standards differ from one state to another, and that should be expected. However, we should not put in place artificial and unnecessary barriers that can discourage our residents who, because of geography and history, are educated in other states. And I'll just point out to you that it's kind of interesting as you look at the area that I represent. You can, as you look at the pattern of settlement, you can see that in some instances, when settlers came, they stopped on the east side of the river, in the case of Akron and Hawarden, which are communities in Iowa just across the river from South Dakota. Then in other instances, you had people who pressed across the river. For instance, people who live in Canton. There's really no town on the other side, but there's of course a thriving community on the west side of the river. So it's kind of interesting when you look at this, you kind of study it and you kind of live there, you see that pattern of settlement, how these things have developed. And of course, as you think about that, that's where in the case of Hawarden and Akron, the towns that service the surrounding region are in Iowa. But of course there are people and individuals who, As they farmed the land, they penetrated across the river and now are living on the west side of the Big Sioux River. So it's kind of an interesting phenomenon. Again, we should not put in place artificial and unnecessary barriers that can discourage our residents who, because of geography and history, are educated in other states. And the thing I'd like to emphasize is that in particular with the two public schools, both Hawarden and Akron Westfield, there have been separate agreements. This was a huge fight 10 years ago in the legislature about the special little districts that existed in Union County, Hoyt and Greater Scott, these two districts. But there are literally generations of people who live in South Dakota who have been educated in Iowa schools. What this bill does is to remove the certain requirements of the process and leave only those in place that clearly are predictors of academic success. The ones removed would be physical education, personal finance or economics, and health. All of these are desirable but are not crucial to academic success in one of our regional institutions. By removing them, we centralize our focus on the four key areas of the program that all would agree are essential. Those would be language arts, social studies, mathematics, and science. And I'd like to emphasize the language arts requirements do not change, the social studies requirements do not change, mathematics requirements do not change, and science requirements do not change. No South Dakota graduation requirements change. The only thing that changes is that these desirable but not essential classes are removed as requirements for the scholarship. Again, physical education, health, and personal finance or economics are good classes, but they do not in any way predict academic success. These extra standards, not required in another state, have in at least one case resulted in the denial of this scholarship to a young person, to a young individual who is educated in another state. Geography should not hinder the residents of our state if they desire to attend a regional school. I urge the passage of this bill, and I know there are others who'd like to testify in support of this. I'll stand by for questions, and again, I'd urge your support for Senate Bill 151. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator. Further proponent testimony, Senate Bill 151. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Jay Perry. I'm the interim vice president for academic affairs at the South Dakota Board of Regents, and we are in agreement with Senator Boland's bill, Senate Bill 151, for three primary reasons. One, the revisions to the statute align the curriculum with what we call the Regents Scholars Program, which is a program that we have where if students take this certain set of curriculum, get a 3.0 and don't get a C in anything in high school, then they get a special diploma from the Board of Regents in addition to their high school diploma. It also gives them automatic admission to our universities. And if they don't go to our universities, it's a nice thing to have in your application packet to any other university because it signals that you have taken what the core curriculum that most predicts college success is. So in that sense, it aligns with what we think are the most important pieces of curriculum in high school. Two, as Senator Boland mentioned, this doesn't really impact South Dakota private and public high school graduates because the things that are being removed from the existing statute are still South Dakota high school graduation requirements. So those students are still going to be taking those courses that are being removed from the statute. Third, and most importantly, as Senator Boland mentioned, there is a small subset of students that are being denied the Opportunity Scholarship. By our estimates, there are about 15 students who come into the Regental system every year who are South Dakota residents but attended high school out of state. And of that 15, there's a much smaller subset, and again, I'm estimating, but three to five, not a big number, but who have done so in a state whose graduation requirements don't specifically align with what we do in South Dakota. And to give you an example, and I think one that Senator Boland alluded to, right now, to get the Opportunity Scholarship, you have to have a half credit of personal finance class or economics. If you're in a state where that is not a requirement, but again, you have South Dakota parents, you were born and raised in South Dakota, but you went to, say, a prep school out of state, you don't have that half credit of personal finance, but you've got a 28 ACT and a 4.0 GPA, and you want to go to South Dakota State or USD, we can't give you the Opportunity Scholarship. And we think that's, you know, denying that small subset of people who are amongst our best and brightest, that seems to run counter to what I think the intent originally of the Opportunity Scholarship was. So in the end, this bill I don't think impacts a lot of people, but it impacts some important people that are the exact kind of folks we want to get into our universities and that we want to encourage to stay in our state after they graduate. So with that, I would ask you to support Senate Bill 151. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Perry. Further proponent testimony, Senate Bill 151. Any further proponent testimony? Seeing none, we'll move to opponent testimony. Any opponent testimony? Senate Bill 151. Seeing no opponent testimony, we'll waive rebuttal and open it up to committee questions of testifiers. Senator Steinhauer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to check my hearing. Did I understand that the courses that are being struck from the requirements for the Opportunity Scholarship are still a requirement for graduation?
Again, State Senator Jim Boland, yes, that is my understanding, and I would certainly ask Mr. Perry to reinforce that if that's okay. He's shaking his head, so yes, there are. That's one of the when I worked with the if I could expand just a little bit, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, sir.
When I worked with the Board of Regents and brought this circumstance to them and began dealing with them on this issue, that was one of the agreements that we had, that there would be no change to the South Dakota high school graduation requirements. And this bill does not do that. There's no change to the high school requirements for graduation in the state of South Dakota. Thank you.
Further committee questions? I might have just one, and it's just, I think it's fairly obvious, but for clarification, when I was reading through the bill and everything looked to make sense, what struck me was on page 4, lines 12 through 14, where you're striking out as it relates to the career and technical education. But it looks like that's what's being struck out, maybe was duplicative, because on page 5, we talk about the approval of career and technical education course. Is that just from a cleanup standpoint?
Yes, that is the intent, and I know this might be highly irregular, but I worked with the good LRC staff lady that's sitting right next to you, too, and she pointed that out to me, if I could be so bold as to say that, and that's, yes, that is accurate, Mr. Chair. You are absolutely correct.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Seeing no other questions, we'll close that portion, and we'll open it up to any committee discussion. Is there any committee discussion on the bill? Otherwise, Senator Boland.
I could, Mr. Chair, in the discussion phase, I'd like to just make sure that one other point is made, if that is
Please,
allowable to you. I want to emphasize that there is we have passed 1040 already, which made an adjustment to the Opportunity Scholarship, and if this bill passes out, I'm going to be immediately start working with Mr. Decker to make sure that this bill and 1040 align so that they are in no way in conflict, and it's going to be much easier to. If any adjustment needs to be made, I don't think that this is more about just how it fits in the code. That's the only I want to make that promise to you if this bill's passed. And I've been informed by the administration informed me of that, and they wanted to make sure that would be taken care of, and I make that promise to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Any other discussion on the bill itself? Any other discussion? If not, I think we're ready to take action on the bill. Senator Boland?
Mr. Chair, I move a due pass on Senate Bill 151.
We have a due pass motion by Senator Boland, seconded by Senator Curd. Discussion on the due pass motion. Senator Boland?
Well, I just want to say publicly, I really thank the South Dakota Board of Regents and their staff for working with me on this particular piece of legislation. I think their last comment was very accurate. This does not impact a large number of students, but it does has impacted just the exact type of students that we want to maintain and keep in our state in the regional system. So I would urge your support. I think that the last comments that Dr. Perry made were very appropriate, and I would urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Heiner.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate the good senator from Canton for bringing this bill, and I will be supporting it. But I think we need to note that this entire session, we've changed this opportunity scholarship. Now, this would be the second time we've dealt with it in previous sessions, and we seem to be getting further and further away from providing the successes and the needs of our public school students. We're doing lots of things for specific carve-outs for kids who aren't attending our public schools, and we need to caution that as we go further down this road.
Thanks, Senator. Further discussion on the due pass motion? Well, I might just close then in you know, I do think we've kind of been chipping away, and to some degree, I think there's questions that come out as to should just the ACT score alone be kind of the deciding factor, and at some future year, that may be what ends up being in front of the group. You know, I think that for those students that live in these border towns that are, you know, very close to the other states and what's available to them may be, you know, outside of their community. And I think that's why this particular bill becomes important, so that we're not, although they may be going outside of the state, they're still a South Dakota resident, and we're wanting them to stay going to school in the South Dakota higher education system. And so I think this is a good bill, and we'll do exactly that. So with that, we will move on to our roll call vote. Those in favor will say aye, and those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Boland?
Aye.
Jensen? Smith?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Six yeas, no nay, one excused.
Okay. Senate Bill 151 on unanimous vote will move to the floor. Okay, one bill left. We have Senate Bill 152, an act to improve civics education in the South Dakota public schools. And proponent testimony, welcome back, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, the State Senator Jim Bolin represent District 16, all of Union County, and the southern rural portion of Lincoln County. I'm urging you to support this, again, this vehicle bill. There, I want to just state, as I did on the first bill that we passed out, there is no nefarious desires or efforts here to somehow manipulate the system. I have been asked to, as Assistant Majority Leader, I've been asked by the leader to accomplish this task. I'll just put it very bluntly. And her desire is that this bill be taken to the floor. And it, again, it provides us flexibility. And if it's not needed, I'll be asking her that I can make the tabling motion to table the bill if it's not necessary. Again, this provides us flexibility, and it helps us to avoid the possibility of suspending the rule. So I'd appreciate your indulgence in the passage of this bill, and I have tried in my 11 years in the legislature to be an upfront, honest individual. I don't know if I've accomplished it in all instances, but I promise you that we're not seeking to manipulate the system. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further proponent testimony, Senate Bill 152. Any further proponent testimony? Seeing none, we will move to opponent testimony. Is there any opponent testimony, Senate Bill 152? Any opponent testimony? Seeing none, we'll close that and move to committee questions of the testifier. Any committee questions? Seeing no questions, we'll close that portion and give a moment for the senator to get back and see if there was any discussion on the bill itself. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, we'll move to committee action. Senator Bolin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move due pass on Senate Bill 152.
We have a due pass motion by Senator Bolin, second by Senator Curd. Comments on the due pass motion?
I think I made all the comments I needed in my testimony, and I would appreciate this passage. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Heiner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Though I sure understand the assistant leader's position and respect that. I'll be opposing this at this time. I really don't like it when we send bills to the floor without language. And I commend the good senator from Canton. He's given me some paperwork on kind of the intent of where this will go, and I appreciate that. I think when we have vehicle bills, we should introduce language in committee so the public has an opportunity to read those bills. So
thank
I'll
you,
be
Senator.
Opposing it this time.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion on the due pass motion? Okay, seeing no further discussion, we will move to our roll call vote. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Bolin?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Steinhauer?
Aye.
Heinert?
No.
Curd?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Six yeas, one nay.
I can't count. On a 6-1 vote, Senate Bill 152 passes, and we'll head to the Senate floor. Okay. Anything else from a personal privilege that Senator Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Over the last 6 weeks and even at my time at South Dakota State University, saw a lot of young people receive an abundance of scholarships. In fact, you go to one of the high school awards program, the scholarships get stacked on top. Certain kids are really, really gifted. And that's a wonderful thing. I applaud them for that. But the one thing that bothers me, the old
C-plus guy. Some of us don't test real well. And, you know, when you mentioned the thought of the ACT being the deciding factor, that really, it bothers me. Because you're right. I agree that's heading in that direction. You know, I was a supervisor of people for 25 years of my life. And had some pretty bright people. But that wasn't an indicator of success. You know, three questions I would ask people. Number one, are you a farm kid? To me, that was going to be an indicator that they were hardworking. And sure, there are a lot of city kids. I get that. Another one happened to be the number of extracurricular activities they had while they were in school. They thought more than just what was in front of them. They got involved. And they made a difference in their classes in their high schools. And the other one was outside activities, because it showed me that they cared about their communities. And to me, that was an indicator of future behavior, more so than how they scored in math on their ACTs. And I realize that we push all these scholarships all for the brightest students, and I understand that. But I wish we'd have a scholarship for triers, you know, for people that have demonstrated that they care about the communities that they live in. I have no doubt in my mind that the people sitting around this, you know, the senator sitting here, that you were involved not just in your homework, your schoolwork, but you did other things, and one day you ended up here because you cared about your community. I just wish some of us that scored less on grade point average and tried a little bit harder had the opportunity for a scholarship, the Try Harder Scholarship. And with that, I will stifle myself. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator. Well, I think I probably fall in that category of the Try Harder folks. But, okay, any other personal privileges? Just to let the committee know, I do apologize. I'm just so used to 7:45 meetings, so I just kind of let that schedule and kind of how it is. We will look for a meeting on Tuesday. I've kind of put into the docket. We've got three House bills that we can take up, and then I'm going to probably hold over a House resolution just because I think that might take a little more time, and there's a couple bills that could take some time. But until we get some more work coming over from the House, we'll see. I mean, this could be fairly light, but we're really down to, I think we might be down to about four meetings after this next one. So appreciate the work. And if there's nothing else to come before the committee, I'll entertain a motion. Oh, Senator Boland?
Just one question. Will you be posting those bills for this coming Tuesday?
Yeah, we'll get that done today.
Thank you.
Yep. Yep. Senator Jensen. Yes. Thank you, Senator Jensen. Motion to adjourn, seconded by Senator Steinhauer. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? We stand adjourned.